At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, the top of the hour. All right. It's a loaded hour. We got 4 clips from Matt Rhule's most recent interview with National College Football show host Josh Pate. We're going to be going through those 4 clips over the course of the next hour. There's an article that I'm staring at. I read the headline earlier. All right. We're going to go through this just a little bit. Matt Rhule confirms Dylan Raiola's frustration at Nebraska and hints at darker days ahead for the program. Okay. Chat about that for a minute. But I got a question for the fine folks at home. I asked Jake. I said, hey, is there anything from the text line we should use? He said, everyone's just pretty much pissed. So if there's something that sticks out from the pissed off crowd, let me know there, Jake. But in the meantime, I got a question for you. If you could only pick one thing for Nebraska to massively improve on this upcoming football season in 2025, what would it be? Let me know. Let me know in that text line. What's the number there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
If you could pick one thing for your college football team to massively improve on in 2025, text in and let us know what it is. Also, Carriker's Trivia Challenge is back. All right. Be the first person to call in for the Dahlia, created a new word there. I don't know if it's going to stick. Hopefully not. But the Dahlia Trivia Contest, a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions, 2040 Southwest 5th Street here in Lincoln, Nebraska. All you got to do, call in. That's the same number. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Be the first person to call in. We'll bring you on air. You get 3 questions. I get 3 questions. All right. You can win a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. All right. Be the first person to call in. Whenever we get a caller, just let me know, Jake. The people, Trump, whatever it is I'm yammering about at that point in time. All right. So the person who wrote this, at first I thought it was Amir Abdullah. Says Amik Abdullah. So one letter makes all the difference in the world there. Matt Rhule confirms Dylan Raiola's frustration. Nebraska hints at darker days ahead for the program. All right, then the first line of the article. Nebraska's season is turning into a real dumpster fire. This guy's a real upper. Real positive guy here. They were supposed to be contenders in 2024. Big dreams, bigger expectations, but they were falling flat. Dylan Raiola, their supposed savior. Man, this guy has no bias at all against us. All right, came in ready to set the world on fire, but spoiler alert, it didn't quite go down like that. The man's frustrated, and we all know the pressure is only going to mount from there. But Matt Rhule, he's already seen the storm coming, and he's ready to double down. Let's break it down. The hype around Raiola was unreal. Coming in as a 5-star quarterback, all eyes on him, all expectations sky high. But after a strong start, Nebraska ended up finishing 7-6 with a pinstripe bowl dub. He literally typed out dub. We're talking a squad that started 5-1 only to collapse and stumble into mediocrity. Raiola's numbers, not exactly the stuff of legend. He was a 19-year-old true freshman, but I'll read on. 2,819 yards, 13 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Not bad for a freshman. Ooh, something not horrifically horrible said towards us. Okay, before someone tagged as the future of college football, it felt a little underwhelming. A little underwhelming, I could get behind. Everything else seems a little over the top. But understandably, the kid's frustrated, and Matt Rhule, Nebraska's head coach, confirmed it when he joined Josh Pate's speaker series. Okay, we're going to dive into this a little bit more, some specific clips. And I quote, you know, sometimes as the younger players come in, you know, the Dylan Raiolas come in and you know, they're frustrated. We're losing, but they understand. As they go through it, they'll make the steps, but nothing comes easy. End quote, Rhule said. He's not wrong. Raiola's got room to grow. But when you've been hyped up as the next big thing, those growing pains feel a lot heavier. But here's the kicker. Rhule Rule's talking about darker days ahead, and there's a reality check for anyone who thinks Nebraska is going to turn the corner anytime soon. He drops some heavy truths about how far the Cornhuskers are behind the big dogs like Ohio State. Okay, I'm done with this. Like, I've read it before. It sounded even worse as I read it again. So, of course, Raiola's frustrated. Why wouldn't he be frustrated? He wants to win more games. He wants to continue to get better and continue to improve. So, to me, when I read that, I was like, this guy hates Nebraska. This guy hates the Huskers. But what was intriguing to me was I started to try to look at it and why I actually brought this up. I see articles all the time. Some are more asinine than this. Not many. Some are less. Some are actually like fair and impartial and good. But I tried this caused me to put myself in Dylan Raiola's shoes. Okay. If I were Dylan Raiola, how would I feel right now? I'd be frustrated we're not winning more games. I'd be frustrated the second half of the season. What is wasn't quite there anywhere near as good as the first half.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable. But preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
But the other flip side of that is he was a true freshman. We've got a new OC. We got a bunch of new talent we brought in. We did do a lot of things that hadn't been done around here in a long time, 12 straight years. We'd lost to Wisconsin, got over that monkey, won two one-score games, beat Colorado, shut their freaking mouths up. Actually, they just cry louder. But it should have quieted them down a little bit. I wish we could see them more often, but the other side of me says I wish we don't see them for a very long time. But my point is this. And then we went to a bowl game, won the bowl game. Okay, had a winning record for the first time since 2016, all these things. If I'm Dylan Raiola, I'm looking and I'm like, man, I'm frustrated about this, and this. But this, and this is why I wanted to come back and why I want to help build the Nebraska football program. If you pay attention, when recruits come in, when transfer portal guys come in, a lot of those pictures that they will then put out, Dylan Raiola's in a lot of them because he's trying to do as much peer recruiting as he can. Not everybody's willing to do that. And that's something I've always appreciated about him. There's certain things he needs to improve on. There's certain things I'm like, okay, fine. If that's part of the package, I'm fine with it as long as the package wins. So for me, it caused me to put myself in Dylan Raiola's shoes. And if you put yourself in Dylan Raiola's shoes, how do you think you would feel right now going forward into the next season?
Well, like you said, there should be a little bit of frustration, especially, the season didn't finish the way that they wanted it to down the stretch. And obviously winning 2 of 3 down in their final three games was good. And again, like you said, they accomplished some things. So, you know, I think he's used to winning at a little bit higher level than 7-6. But obviously all the things that happened with the shakeup on offense and stuff. But I agree with you. I mean, you just look at how great of a peer recruiter, ambassador of the program he has been. That leads me to believe that he's not as frustrated maybe as that article might lead you to believe.
Okay, I found these other two articles. And they literally pertain to the same exact frickin' thing. It's not what you say I've learned through public speaking. It's how you say it. They're regarding the same exact topic, canceling the spring game for Nebraska. Matt Rule's paranoia is neutering the Nebraska spring game when it should be hyped. Okay, same exact topic written by someone else. Matt Rule is ahead of the curve with Nebraska football yet again, talking about canceling the spring game. How crazy is it when people try to just go over the top one way or the other? I don't know. When you hear just drastically different headlines like that on the same freaking topic, what do you think, Jake?
Well, I mean, obviously, people are allowed to think what they want. I mean, it's the spring game is going to be the same thing as this Tennessee thing. If you're bothered by it, I don't. There's plenty of reasons to be bothered by it. If you understand and see why, at least the reason they're doing it, then you can kind of set it up that way. I mean, it's it just kind of reminds you back to the old thing Bobby Bowden says, just win. If you win, then yeah, there might be some people complaining over here, but it's going to be a very small minority of the crowd. And if, you know, as it currently stands, not everybody's thrilled with what's been the first couple of years here at Nebraska. Not everybody, you know, there's traditions right now, more through college football changes than anything that's going on at Nebraska, that is changing traditions here at Nebraska. And, you know, this is a crowd. There are people that love the spring game, you know, love a non-conference game. So I get it.
You know that USC, Texas, Ohio State, more schools, UCF have canceled their spring game. Yet it's Matt Rhule that's either paranoid or ahead of the curve. It's very intriguing to me. I love the fact that he's very open and honest. And I think that's part of the reason he tends to get the headlines with some of these things. I guess it gets Nebraska out there one way or the other. I just, as a guy who does shows for a living and talks about topics for a living, I thought it was interesting the narratives that were created before you ever actually read a single word of the headline. But putting myself in Dylan Raiola's shoes was the main thing that kind of stuck out to me from the first article that I started reading. And it's kind of like what Jake said, like what I said. Hey, certain things went well, certain things didn't, but he's out there. And some people don't love that he's at all the volleyball and basketball games, and then he ran over to the crowd at the end of the bowl game. For me, I talked about this before. I was like, hey, you know, I don't mind what comes with the package as long as the package is representing Nebraska well and the package wins some games. And if that's part of the package, then so be it. But I see a guy who's out front trying to help win games at Nebraska. Matt Rhule talks about how hard he works. Okay. And so for me, he's having fun, but let's go out and let's win some games. All right. Let's play the first clip. So we've got four. All right. And I think they're all fairly interesting. Or should we go to break and then come back and play the first clip?
Yeah, we might want to get to break.
Yeah, let's get to break. Well, let's do this. If you want to be a part of Carriker's Trivia Challenge for the day, which we now do twice a week, all right, go ahead and call this number.
402-464-5685.
We'll bring you live on the show. You get three questions, I get three questions, and you just might win a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.